Increasing awareness at the UN, the stamp collecting report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Dave Fehler recently went from running the U.S. Postal Service's stamp program to running the entire United Nations Postal Administration, which is mostly a stamp program. He admits selling postage stamps for collectors is a challenge.
A lot of people got started collecting stamps by seeing used stamps come through their mail, and you just don't get as much as you used to.
But there's a special problem with this job. Many people don't know the UN issues stamps.
It's amazing, as I've been over working the counter or just walking around inside the General Assembly building, that people don't realize. You know, they walk by and they go, there's a post office here?
Fehler doesn't plan to increase the number of issues for now.
My initial thoughts were that 7 issues a year is probably about right.
He doubts UN stamps will start featuring more pop culture.
The UN program is always have been about the causes and the mission of the United Nations, and I don't see that as changing.
But he doesn't rule out some changes.
Whether or not we can interject more of a modern, up-to-date look using commercial figures or something like that, I'm not exactly sure yet. But certainly we want to make sure that we have a nice, fresh, modern look to the stamp program.
Is a Lunar New Year series in the UN's future?
When you think about the worldwide celebration and the popularity of Lunar New Year stamps, just about every postal administration does them these days. I think it's certainly something that every administration needs to be looking at.
I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.